Go to our next guest, Adelaide. Well, they held their BNF Friday night. Key defender Daniel Talia was a worthy winner. Rory Sloane was their runner-up. Again, a terrific season.
Brilliant year.
For Sloane. He joins us now. Rory, thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, you too. No worries.
Hey, congratulations on your runner-up. It was real tight. I think anyone of five could have won it in that last game.
Yeah, it was crazy, wasn't it? I don't think I've been around for such a tight one. But as I heard you say, Tal's had an unbelievable year, and I'm so pumped for him. I'm so glad he won it, because sometimes his role has gone unrecognised, but not by us and not by a team, which is great for him. And he was certainly pumped as well.
And well done to you. You were the fan favourite, the MVP award for that, so congratulations. To Daniel, a great season, but an even better speech. Talk us through that.
Yeah, it was a great speech. He said he didn't even have a plan as well, which was pretty special for him. He definitely surprised a lot of guys as well with how well he talked. He hasn't talked that well all year, on ground, off ground, and he's come out with that. And that's what everyone was talking about after it as well. All players, coaches were just praising him about how well he spoke.
And it was significant, the words he said, Rory, and you will know better than any and can explain it to us better than any. The terms that he used about action v talk, explain to us, I guess, from your point of view, what he means by that.
Well, there's been a lot of stuff said by us and media, and now on how we played and what let us down this year, and it's just time to get that right. And the same themes popped up throughout the year, start of the season and end of the season as well. So we know exactly what it is that we need to get better at, and we spoke about it during the year, but never quite got better at it. So that's what Daniel's referring to, is that we must get better at it, and to individuals as well. Individuals that want to get better, they have to show it, and it starts training this off-season. Got to come back in good nick, and then got to start this pre-season firing.
For those that haven't heard Daniel Talia's BNF speech, here's some of it here.
And just the message to the playing group: we've got to really work hard over the pre-season. We've got so many guys with talent, but I don't think talent's going to do it. You've got to really want it and be determined and just give your footy career everything, because it's my fifth year now, and we've only played finals once, and it just feels like time's flying, and we keep talking that we're nearly there, but I reckon we need to start getting consistent as a group, and we need a bit more action rather than words, and I know Sando's been strong on that, and we've got to try and do that over the pre-season. So don't give up, boys. Believe in yourself, and we'll be all right next year. So thanks very much. Thank you.
You believe the words, Rory. I'm sure you do. See, all year I've been saying it's not talent for me, you guys not making the eight. Where do you sit on that?
Well, mate, and Tales he's one of a few blokes that just squeezed absolutely everything out of himself. So for it to come from him, it sends a strong message, because everyone sees how determined he is and how diligent he is with everything he does, and I think that's a real powerful message coming from him.
Rory, tell us then, I mean, sometimes you can get caught up in doing a lot of talking and not getting to the guts of the matter. As a skipper of the footy club, is there an issue that you need to address as a playing group? Is this a coaching issue? I mean, where does it sit?
Well, it's everything, mate. It's from coaches to players. Yeah, as I said, the same themes popped up all year, which either means as players we didn't do it, or as coaches we didn't teach it, and or we didn't learn it as players as well. So it comes down to everyone, right?
Give us some of the examples of what it might be.
Well, you guys know them. Like the way we lost our close games.
Yep.
We talked about that all season. The way we started games, that was definitely an issue as well. So they're two main ones that stick out. Some of our poor turnovers, our skill errors. Same sort of messages that we've said all year.
Hey, Rory, it was such a big night, obviously. Taylor Walker getting the best team man for a bloke who didn't play a lot of the year is a significant award for a bloke who can really influence the playing group.
He's the one guy I love playing with the most out of everyone on our team, I think. He's just...
Wow.
I mean, that game when he came back, I'll still remember that game, and it happened to be Charlie Cameron's first game as well, I think, as well, which was also special. But the energy Tex brings and what he brings out of other guys on field is just awesome. And he deserved that award. Well, him and Eddie were, I reckon, on par at some of Eddie's stuff. I mean, you saw Eddie's handled a truck in that last game. That's
yep.
just...
oh, beautiful.
That's just unbelievable team play. And Eddie's brought that out in everyone, I think, this year. Yeah, you're seeing a lot of guys play with that team attitude. But as I said, I can't speak high enough of playing with Tex. And you know he's got your back. He's a big presence. And you just know he's going to fight for you. And that's what everyone loves about Tex.
Is that universal amongst all the playing group? I mean, your opinion of him just shone out straight away as soon as you spoke about him and you could hear it in your voice. Is that felt throughout the whole team? And then as skipper, do you use him because of the influence that he's got over the playing group? You can drag him and use him at quarter time, three-quarter time, or some stage to speak because of the presence and the influence he's got on that playing group?
Yeah, definitely. And that's why he's in the leadership group as well. And he has such good rapport and people skills with everyone on our list. There's not one guy that, when Tex, and you just bring it back to examples, when Tex speaks in a meeting, everyone sort of shuts up and listens because he actually is a very smart footy man, and guys listen to him, guys respect him, and he's got that great balance as well of being able to joke around, but then when he's serious and when he's training, and it showed in how he returned. I mean, his rehab and how determined he was just to get back and play with us really showed.
I'll never forget his first game back for the SANFL Crows at Glenelg.
Oh, I can remember that.
Friday night, and I was down there, 12,000 people, biggest crowd they've had. And that's
you remember,
spirit.
I reckon every single player, yep. coaching staff, staff, everyone was there, and that again just shows why... everyone loves him.
You're the list manager, Rory, for a day. What do you need from a playing perspective?
Well, obviously a ruckman. I heard you guys talking about it as well. I think we've got Sauce, JJ and Jack Osborne left at the moment. Yep. So I think that'll be sorted out for. Just trying to think. Maybe another sort of running man.
Outside run.
We've got a lot of guys that can win contested footy, but... maybe another running man might be handy. I don't know. Who else? I think our forward line's looking very strong. We've got a lot of really good grunt midfielders. So, mate, we've just got to... I'm getting excited
starting
thinking about it again.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about your excitement and spirit and passion for the club. That's for sure, Rory. The skipper debate's going to linger. Who gets the role for you next year?
Veg, mate, for sure. I just cannot wait to see him back running around again as well. But the stuff he's done off field, and he became with Bales gone as well. He became I think he took a step up with his leadership, but and his sort of coaching ability, game day as well was great for me to bounce ideas off him, and he certainly helped me with my messages before the game, helped simplify things for me as well. And I don't know, just for him to do that whole year and getting so close to not playing. But I think he's learned a lot, and I think you'll see him come back next year and he'll be a better leader. And I guarantee he's going to be fit and running super well because it'll be about an 18-month pre-season by the time he plays the game again.
Yeah, look, I loved you recently putting your flag in the ground and saying you're a Crows man for life, and you're a man of your word. It was absolutely brilliant. 2015 is a huge year for the club, on and off the field. Get some decisions right. We don't need distractions of players' contracts next year. As a playing group, and you're part of it, with yourself and Paddy and Tex, and even Dougie's in that group, you talk about sticking together, hanging tough, and getting that done. Because I don't want to hear, oh, Paddy's going this. I don't reckon people are going to want to hear that next year, Rory. And you but you put your flag in the ground. I want to see them do it as well.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do. Trying to put my flag in. They might join me, Rory. That's the plan, anyway.
Steve, we'll put some heat on them, Rory.
Oh, we will be, don't worry.
Hey,
I think you start putting heat on them too, mate. That'll help.
Well, I have. I've been texting texts.
Put heat on them all.
Paddy, I'll be putting heat on them. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah.
Hey, Rory, any surfing trips planned?
I'll spend plenty of time here still. I'll make my way over to sort of York Peninsula. I might even go a bit further over Port Lincoln Way, do a bit of fishing, surfing.
Mm-hmm.
And I might, I might head back home for a bit as well, back to Victoria, getting cold water down there. Otherwise, South Africa as well. We're going to visit Rob Gerard's Safari Park.
Yes, we've heard you're going to the game park.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I can't imagine seeing elephants, lions, everything up close, rhinos, I reckon. I was looking at Peter and Jenny Hurley's footage from there the other day, and it was just unbelievable. So that'll be something a bit different, and we may as well head there and check it out, because it's meant to be pretty amazing.
I was told, make sure you close your louver windows at night.
Yeah, I heard things can get in, can't they?
Exactly! So everyone's on holiday now, Rory, is that it? Everyone's broken?
Yeah, I think so. Guys will still be sort of floating around. A few guys still doing a little bit of rehab and getting certain injuries right, I reckon. But otherwise, everyone's sort of shot off, I think, now, which is, it's kind of sad, it's kind of good, but I know you start to miss everyone by about halfway through.
Oh, you would too. Who's your favourite for the flag, Rory? You got a lot of interest in it or not?
Yeah, I think Hawthorn, they were phenomenal the other night. And, they played the MCG so well. So I think it'll be your favourites one, Hawthorn, Sydney. But, I mean, the way Port played as well on the weekend, they could certainly surprise a few. And I'll be watching them closely because they're playing some pretty exciting
footy. They are.
Pretty good to watch. That was good to watch yesterday.
Well, Rory, enjoy the off-season. Well done again, personally. Another hard-fought, heart-and-soul effort by you. On behalf of you, to Daniel Talia, we thank him. He had a fantastic year. Well done. Hope the club makes some real great calls over the off-season and that team's form heads north in 2015. Rory, thanks for your time.
Beautiful, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well done. Good on you, Rory.